We're going to look at the words of Jesus today as they're recorded in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. This is Jesus speaking. In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Sigmund Freud once made the suggestion in his work Totem and Taboo that people who believe in God are looking for some kind of a perfected father figure, someone who wouldn't make the same mistakes as their dads, and someone who would step in for all those times their own dad kind of let them down. Freud said that God is nothing more than a psychological trick played by our mind in an effort to project our need for a perfect father onto someone or something. To put it simply, Freud said we invented God because we wanted something more from our earthly fathers. Now, some atheists love to make reference to Dr. Freud's theory because the theory suggests that God is nothing more than a figment of the imagination for people who had bad relationships with dad. But in 1999, Dr. Paul Vitz from New York University made a very interesting discovery that might prove more than a little troubling for those who like to explain God as the product of a bad parent-child relationship. In his landmark study on the psychology of atheism, Dr. Vitz discovered that atheists tend to have a very high frequency of bad relationship with their fathers. According to Dr. Thomas Williams, who wrote the book Greater Than You Think in response to some of the arguments being posited by the new wave of atheists, this 1999 study found that, quote, absent, abusive, and weak father figures often went hand in hand with the phenomenon of virulent atheism. Vitz hypothesized that atheists' anger or disdain for their fathers was projected towards God and changed to rejection of the divinity. We're pretty sure that was the case with Robert Ingersoll, one of the most noted atheists of all time. His father was a minister who subjected him to the unfortunate scare tactics that some well-meaning parents use to try and keep their children in line. He promised little Robbie in no uncertain terms that bad children would be tortured by God throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. And if my memory serves me correctly, little Robbie began to project the hatred he felt for his father in those moments onto God. And then he spent the rest of his life working to prove that God doesn't exist. So, if Freud's guess is right, if those who believe in God, which still happens to be the vast majority of us, if we're just doing it because we are unhappy with our dads, then it's also true that atheists are rejecting God for the very same reason. In fact, if Freud's theory was meant to suggest that God wasn't real because he was just a projection of our feelings, then what would this other study suggest? That God is real because the atheist denial is likely to be a projection of their negative feelings? So, which is the result of a bad relationship with Dad? Belief in God or disbelief? Here's how Dr. Williams wraps up the point. He says, contrary to the conventional Freudian wisdom that religiosity was an unnatural state in the human person that required explaining, Vitz's study found that the opposite was true. Theism tends to correlate to a healthy psychology, whereas atheism arises disproportionately among those with problematic relationships with their fathers. You know, it's a shame that those who need a father so badly are so often steeped in anger and distrust that they can't see what Jesus is offering. A father who wants them to have a better way to live.